in Colorado. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are here for you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Listen, if you go to championsofthepeople.com, it's an information-loaded website. We have all that information there for you. We have checklists. We have programs. We have videos. We have 10 injury books on 10 different injury subjects for you, and they're all free. You could download an e-copy of our book, any of our books on championsofthepeople.com anytime you want. If you want a hard copy, just come by our law firm or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900 anytime, and we'll either send you a hard copy of our book or you can drop by and pick it up. We'll see if we have time to buy you a cup of coffee if you come by our law firm as well. All right, today we're talking about Car Accidents 101. You hear us live on the radio, KHOW, every Saturday morning. We're talking about Car Accidents 101. At the beginning of the year, we decided that we're going to do an intensive series to teach you the intricacies, the details, what you really need to know to protect yourself and your family with regard to car accidents, car crashes. Could be a motorcycle, could be a bicycle, truck car crash. Doesn't matter. We call them car accidents, all of them, right? I mean, if you're riding your bicycle and you're injured, same thing. So, Car Accidents 101. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Go to the homepage. Right there. It's right there. It's a big block. You can't miss it. It's called Car Accidents 101. Car Accidents 101. Click on it. And it'll take you to all of our shows. It'll take you to quick checklists. So, you can listen to our show and get the checklist. Both. If you want. So, listen, every subject we cover it live radio every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning on KHOW KHOW, 6:30 on the AM dial, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we post that show, the live show, on our website under that subject. For example, if we're talking about what you do before a car accident happens, it gets posted. That's part one. Part two is what you do in the first 2 days after a car accident. That's posted on our website. So you get the live radio show, you get the podcast, this podcast right here, and you also get our checklist for you on the same subject. How cool is that? Right? So part one, we did. It's already on our website. What do you do before a car accident even happens to protect yourself and your family? Kind of interesting, right? Because we taught you in that show that insurance companies are getting ready right now for an accident that you haven't even had to try to beat you. Part two, Car Accidents 101, dealt with what do you do in the first 2 days after a car accident. You ever think about that? There's some real important things you need to do in the first 2 days. It's right there on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Part three, what you do when you talk to the adjuster for the very first time. Wow, we have a checklist. We have a live radio show. We have a podcast, right? And then we talk about part four. Today we're on part five. What is part five? Medical bills. We hear about it all the time, Brad. We hear on the radio. We hear on TV. We hear lawyer commercials. We get your medical bills paid. We get your lost wages. We get medical bills paid. Well, some people have Medicaid. Some people have Medicare. Some people have private health insurance. Some people don't have any insurance whatsoever. But they still can get their medical bills paid. So let's break down how medical bills run into and fit into an injury claim, because that's the numero uno thing that insurance companies look at, is the amount of the medical bills.
If you get hurt in a car crash, I can promise you the one thing you will for sure have is medical bills. How they get paid and how they get addressed and who's responsible for them can take a long time to figure out, years, literally years. But you're going to have medical bills. And sometimes the amount of those medical bills is contingent upon how they're getting paid, or whether or not there's going to be money available is going to be contingent upon what kind of insurance is out there, whether it's medical insurance or whether it's car insurance or whether it's some other type of insurance that might protect you, or sometimes it's going to be based on whether or not the medical provider is willing to take a lien or some other forbearance to decide whether or not you're going to be, or when you have to pay those medical bills. But you're going to have medical bills. and you might as well get used to it. You might as well get ready for it. You have to recognize you're going to have them. And, it, you know, that's as much as anything else you do is you have to recognize that those medical bills are going to be there. You can't go through an injury. You can't even take the slamming backwards and forwards on a rear-end accident that people call whiplash. And whiplash is not necessarily a small injury. You can't withstand that without some kind of medical help. And that's what we're here for. That's what, as lawyers, we're here for on the plaintiff's side. But that's what you know, doctors and lawyers and insurance companies and everybody is here for, is to make sure that if you get hurt or if you have a pain or you're suffering from some kind of event, a car crash or some other kind of personal injury event, is that you have access to address the pain you're going through, to address the injury you're going through. But that it will result in a medical bill. And so you have to be ready for it.
Right. And, Brad, you know, let's cover what we covered on the K-House show because it was so – we had one caller that called in and said, you guys, thanks a lot. I never ever really even thought about that. Let's cover it right now. You have MedPay, and we preach MedPay forever. MedPay is on your own car insurance policy to pay your medical bills. But let's use this example. You don't ever waive MedPay. We'll cover that in just a second. But let's use this example. You're rear-ended. You're going home tonight. Boom. You're hit. What the heck just happened, man? My neck's hurting. The police come. The ambulance comes. The EMTs are there. Great people, highly trained. And what do we always see, Brad? We always see people say, well, I declined the ambulance. And the insurance company says, well, you weren't hurt. You declined the ambulance. But the point we raised on the K-House show that the caller called us about was you – on your own MedPay, on your car insurance policy, Brad, the minimum, you can buy more, but the minimum is $5,000. That's the state statute. But the guy said, I didn't know that you could use the $5,000 to pay for the ambulance. I didn't know you could use the $5,000 to pay for the emergency room. I should have gone to the emergency room. I was worried about, I don't want to spend that money. And that's a medical bill we're talking about right now.
Well, that's, you know, in part I blame that on an insurance agent who didn't spend the time explaining exactly what he was buying and how the coverage applied. I got all this coverage for you, and I got the standard of coverage that the state requires, and you're fine, and you're good to go, and send your premium in, and everything's wonderful. But was there any time spent saying, okay, let's talk about the protections you have, and let's talk about what's available to you, even if you cause the crash? Let's talk about what's available to you. And if you don't cause a crash, let's talk about what's available to you. If you don't cause a crash, let's talk about what you want to find out from the other side. Let's talk about what the insurance adjuster might tell you, the car insurance adjuster, from the at-fault party who glosses over what protections and what automatic protections might be available to the person in the crash. So, you know, you've got to talk about this stuff, and you've got to try and find the recovery. And, yes, there's an initial $5,000 that is there. It's called MedPay. And if you don't waive it, and please don't waive it, it's there. And one of the very reasons it was put into effect was to make sure that there was money to pay the emergency responders. And to make sure there was money to pay the emergency ambulance drivers and ambulance companies. Those people need to get paid. They're coming out there. They have absolutely no idea what your coverage is. They don't know if you've got health insurance. They don't know if you've got Medicare, Medicaid. They don't know what you've got. They don't know if you're totally uninsured. But they come out there to take care of you. And when they come out there to take care of you and when they work towards it, they need some money to pay for it, and you need money to pay for it. And the whole idea is to make sure that money is there to pay and to protect yourself and your body and to overcome the injuries you incurred.
Right. So you can buy increased MedPay. We've said that to ad nauseum. We're going to say it again. Some companies sell different amounts. Some companies sell $25,000. Some sell $50,000. You buy the highest limits that you can afford. Now, Brad, let's get back to the medical bills. This is the number one criteria insurance companies use to look out to start evaluating your case and how much they're going to pay you for your injury claim. I'll give you an example, then Brad can take it over. if you were the adjuster, if you were the insurance company right now, and somebody presented a claim and the total medical bills were $2,300 total, done treating. Compare that to you're looking at a claim and the medical bills are $143,000. So that's a different case to the insurance company. So, Brad, we have people come see us all the time. If you come see a lawyer earlier, you can get a good legal game plan. But we don't ever advocate making anything up on the show or ever even in our practice. We never have. But we see so many times people are afraid to incur medical bills when they legitimately should get treatment, not really knowing that that's going to be one of the major criteria the insurance company is going to look at to start evaluating your claim.
Well, that's a different case to the insurance company. That's a different case to a jury. But when you sit and tell the jury, I had $2,300 worth of medical expenses versus over $100,000, especially if you get doctors coming in saying, yes, this care was necessitated, it was required, and therefore, because of the crash, and therefore that this money, this bill was incurred because of the crash. Those are big, and that's a great example. And, you know, once again, you find some people who don't get the medical care and don't have those medical bills, not because they're not hurt, but because they don't have access to an outlet that's going to give them the medical care without getting the money in advance, and they don't have the money. Or without getting the money as they go, without getting the money. It's, you can't blame the healthcare providers very much because, you know, the bottom line is they have to eat too. They have to pay their bills too. So they're looking, saying, we'd like to get paid. And you're looking and saying, well, I don't have any money. And they're looking and saying, you know, this 10 o'clock spot today that we have to examine you and to take tests of you and to do MRIs, we have five people lined up for it. And, you know, three of them will be able to pay us through their insurance or through some other means or form of payment, and you can't. And so because you can't or you don't, then you can't get the care.
Right. And the one thing I want people to understand is that just because you have no health insurance does not mean you can't get legitimate medical treatment, good medical treatment. You can. Don't sit there at home and think I've been injured. I don't have any health insurance. I don't even have Medicaid. I don't have anything like that. I can't go to the doctor. What am I going to do? I guess I'm going to do nothing. That's what the insurance companies want you to do, is nothing. Nothing. All right, so we're talking to you about medical bills. This is part five of Car Accidents 101. All right, medical bills. And we just taught you. What did we teach you? You can get your medical bills paid for by MedPay. You get your ambulance paid for by MedPay. You get the emergency room paid for by MedPay, so don't waive it. What else did we just teach you? That the number one criteria, the start, where they start, insurance companies start evaluating your claim, is on the amount of the medical bills. I can't tell you how many times Brad and I have heard an insurance company tell us, well, your client only had $3,200 of medical bills. We're not going to pay them. You know, some injuries don't require ongoing continuing treatment, but most of them do. All right, Brad, so let's cover the fact that it's a pain. We understand that. Look, you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, I'm going to give you physical therapy. You got to go to therapy for 8 weeks, three times a week. They got to take off work.
Oh, your work is so upset with you.
Yeah.
And you may be upset with having to go anyway because you have appointments to make. You have deadlines to meet. You have stuff to do. You are realizing that now I'm going to take this time away from my wife and my kids because I'm going to leave for work early, I'm going to work late, or I'm going to work through lunch, and I've got to try and make some time up for the time I go to spend at physical therapy, or for the simple doctor's appointment, or when I'm going to go over to health images and I'm going to get a CT scan or an MRI, or I'm going to get whatever testing they want me to do, or I have to go get a blood draw because they want to check and see how I'm doing there. And I'm losing all this time. And even if you're not losing money for it, you're recognizing what it is doing to your schedule and what it is doing to your share of the load that you want to carry at work and that you want to take care of at work. And it becomes very, very difficult for you to be able to manage all of it and to be able to figure out what you're going to do. And you know, this is on medical bills we're talking about. So, you know, then after you figure all that stuff out and you try and figure it out and get it taken care of, you go walking down to the hospital and they look and they say, well, we've got your HSA here. We've got your health insurance card here. We've got whatever it is. And there's a $5,000 deductible or a $10,000 deductible. We need $1,000 from you today. And you're looking going, oh, man, I hope I got that much on the card because, you know, I don't really carry around $1,000 in my pocket just to peel out to them. And I don't carry around my checkbook. And so you're hoping you can take care of that. And it becomes a real difficult process. And it's the medical care and the medical bills. And insurance companies rely on that. They depend on that.
Well, but they rely on you getting frustrated. They rely on you not going back to the doctor. And they rely on you not going to physical therapy when it's been prescribed. Or you were prescribed 12 sessions of physical therapy and you no-showed to six of them.
Right, because you had service calls you had to do. And you had to go out to those service calls and they took longer than you thought they would take for whatever it is job you were doing. Or you had some contracting work to do, and it took longer than you expected it would take, and you had to miss that because you couldn't just drop everything and go out there and expect the customer to say, oh, that's just fine, that you haven't fixed my item here in my house, and you'll be back in a couple of days when your schedule clears up because you have to run to the doctor.
It's not going to work. You have to make a living for yourself and your family. You know, and we've said before, it doesn't matter. It affects the family. An injury by the husband affects the family. An injury by the wife, mom, affects the family. An injury to a child affects the family, right? But the one thing that you cannot do is just give up on your medical treatment and give up on your medical bills, because you might come to Bell and Pollock 2 months later, and we hope you come to us right away, but you might come to us 2 months later and say, well, I didn't follow the doctor's instructions. I didn't go to physical therapy. I couldn't afford to take the time off. I could not afford to take the time off again. And I found out my condition is not going away. Do you see the steps you take at the very beginning are critical? And we've got a podcast on that. We've got a checklist for you. We did a podcast part two, said, well, car accidents 101, what do you do in the first 2 days after a car crash? Do you know? What do you do? What do you do when you talk to the adjuster? What do you do when you incur medical bills? And medical bills are so complicated, and we've just touched the tip of the iceberg today. So we're wrapping up today's show, but we're not wrapping up. We're not finished with the topic of medical bills. We covered it in more than one Saturday on KHOW. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. So today we've talked about MedPay. Today we've talked about emergency room. Today we've talked about your medical treatment, and today we've taught you that the insurance can restart the evaluation of your claim, by looking at the amount of your medical bills. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We've been doing injury cases for years all over the state of Colorado. We can help you put our experience to work for you. We do work comp cases, car crash cases, bike cases, injury cases, premises liability cases, big truck, big rig crashes. We've done it all, and we can do it for you. Brad and I have done jury trials all over the state of Colorado, all four corners and in between. And up in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And right here, you can call us at 303-795-5900. Or from the comfort of your laptop, your computer, your iPad, your phone. All you have to do is go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can just click there. If you go there on your phone, it's easy. Just tap and click and call. It's easy. We're glad to do it. You know, when we meet with you, we give you a free initial consultation, and you hear attorneys say that all the time, but we give you a free legal game plan. When you leave our offices, you know what you need to do. You know what the insurance company is going to do. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, years of experience, Bell and Pollock. Give us a call. We'll help you because we are the champions of the people. See you next week.